This is KCUR 89.3. The Brownback administration appears to be on a collision course with healthcare advocates and Kansas lawmakers over changes it wants to make with a new version of CanCare, the state's privatized Medicaid program. From the Kansas News Service, KCUR's Jim McLean previews this coming clash.
John Hamdorf is the state's interim Medicaid director. He's also the administration's lead salesman for CanCare 2.0. And after fronting the room at several public forums, he says the sales pitch still needs a little work.
I think that people are excited about some of the things that we're bringing to the table with CanCare 2.0. I think there's some anxiety over a few aspects of the program that we still need to better clarify.
Make that high anxiety for those opposed to changes Brownback is proposing in the health care program that covers more than 420,000 low-income disabled and elderly Kansans. Changes like a work requirement for some CanCare recipients, along with a 36-month lifetime cap on their coverage.
It's punishment. It's the idea that these people are lazy and choosing not to work, and that's just not real.
Sheldon Weisgrau is a policy advisor to several regional health foundations. He says the work requirement and the coverage cap are attempts to deny services to a relatively small group of non-disabled adults, parents with incomes way below the poverty line.
It reflects the idea that if you're quote-unquote able-bodied, and we really don't even know what that means, then you should be able to go out and get a job and buy your own health insurance. And I don't think this program reflects the reality of these people's lives.
Hamdorf doesn't see it that way. He says it's an effort to help people get off welfare and become more self-sufficient.
It's getting people re-engaged, giving them the skills they need to be successful, and starting them on their trajectory of a good life.
Federal Medicaid officials have never allowed work requirements, but the Trump administration recently signaled its intention to okay them. That has some Kansas lawmakers, including Representative Brett Parker, an Overland Park Democrat, nervous in talking about how to stop the Brownback administration from including such a requirement in its plan.
We can make sure that the legislature has approval on changes. There was an amendment to accomplish that last session. It came a few votes short in the House. That could certainly be filed as an individual bill.
The work requirement is far from the only controversy. Several recipients and providers who attended recent public hearings say the administration shouldn't implement a new version of CanCare until problems with the existing program are fixed. Problems that prompted providers and recipients to complain incessantly about payment delays, reductions in services, and increased red tape.
Pre-CanCare, it was much simpler.
Danelle Wood runs a small Johnson County business that provides support services to people with disabilities. She was on hand in Olathe when state officials promised that things would be better, much better under CanCare 2.0. But she remains skeptical.
We've heard before that things would be better. We've been promised things, and it doesn't happen. There's a trust issue.
Susie Springer of Topeka is another skeptic. She's been trying for weeks to resolve a fairly minor dispute over her mother's nursing home bill. Prior to privatization, she says, she would simply go down to the state Medicaid office and straighten things like this out.
You would sit in the chair, wait a couple hours, you'd have your paperwork, you'd talk to the person. Sometimes you'd have to go home, get more paperwork and bring it back, but it would get resolved.
But now she says she doesn't even know where to go if she wants to discuss the issue with someone face to face. So she showed up at a public hearing hoping that one of the CanCare officials in attendance could help her.
He drew me a little map how to get out there. And I said, well, can you just give me an address so I can put it in my GPS? And he said, oh, well, I'm not sure. He said, I think it might be, and gave me, there's something wrong there.
Democratic Senator Laura Kelly has been hearing such complaints from her Topeka constituents for years now.
We have lots and lots of CanCare recipients or their guardians coming to us with concerns about services that they need, but they're not getting.
Kelly is one of several lawmakers on both sides of the aisle who want to hit the pause button on CanCare 2.0 and not allow the Brownback administration to lock it in through 2023.
And there are several reasons for that. One is that it would move this decision-making into the next administration.
Another, she says, is that it would give Kansas voters a chance to weigh in when they cast their ballots for governor in 2018. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jim McLean.
Jim McLean reports as part of the Kansas News Service, a collaboration based here at KCUR 89.3 covering health, education, and politics across the state.